On March 6th, 2020, a King County, Washington Health Department van pulled up in front of an Econo Lodge motel outside Seattle. An employee clad in white coveralls hopped out, grabbed tools from the back of his van, and proceeded to paint the motel's still-glowing sign pitch black. The red and yellow colors of the chain's familiar logo quickly disappeared, replaced by a matte black rectangle that loomed over the street like a pirate flag. Ominous, deathly, its former welcoming light now extinguished, the motel had become a quarantine facility. The lo-fi nature of the motel's transformation was an unsettling indicator of just how improvised and ad hoc quarantine preparations seemed to be when a new infectious disease, known as COVID-19, first arrived in the United States. As this novel coronavirus spread exponentially and hospital beds filled up, public health officials realized that they had nowhere to put people who could not quarantine at home. Instead, buildings such as this roadside motel, purchased by Washington State health officials for $4 million, were hastily retrofitted, becoming part of the nation's emergency medical infrastructure overnight. In this case, the motel's rooms were already equipped with independent HVAC units, doors that opened to the outside, and seamless, easy clean floors. All it took to complete the transformation was a coat of black paint. That same week, a friend of ours invited us to join an international preppers list hosted on the encrypted communication app Telegram. The purpose of the list was allegedly to help its members prepare themselves and their families for what appeared to be an imminent national lockdown. There were tips for securing enough toilet paper, advice on baking bread, and tales of making a first-time handgun purchase. In the many thousands of messages hosted by the group, posted by often anonymous users from around the world, we saw a sign of things to come in terms of public perception of the coronavirus pandemic. Some members wondered aloud about imaginary connections between COVID-19 and 5G wireless technology. Others began formulating a muddled conspiracy theory in which the billionaire Bill Gates planned to use a future vaccine to inject electronic nanoparticles into human subjects against their will. If there was any doubt that global health authorities had lost control of the information war before the pandemic had even really started, this Telegram group quickly dispelled it. More striking to us than the group's embrace of misinformation and conspiracy theories was the profound, almost palpable fear of a coming quarantine. For members based in the United States, a country whose popular identity has been constructed around notions of freedom of movement and individual liberty, political fears of government overreach became fused with the morbid dread of a global plague. Every day, it seemed, the looming specter of quarantine crept closer, depicted as a dictatorship of doctors in which we would all be considered infectious until proven safe. By this time, China was already several weeks into its own mass lockdown aimed at containing the novel coronavirus. Tens of millions of people had been quarantined for potential exposure to COVID-19. Entire cities forcibly isolated from the rest of the world. A popular view emerged in Western media during those early weeks that only an authoritarian government such as China's could even attempt such a thing. Skepticism about U.S. quarantine capabilities was, in fact, warranted. As cases of the virus began to grow in number, the nation's permanent federal quarantine infrastructure consisted of just 20 inspection stations at international airports around the country and a brand new 20-bed unit in Omaha, Nebraska. This, the nation's only federal quarantine facility, barely opened in time for COVID-19. After a lengthy construction process, it became operational on January 29, 2020. Nevertheless, nightly news reports and incendiary social media posts only confirmed for many members of this Telegram group that mass quarantine was imminent. Convinced that the government exercise of such extraordinary powers was potentially illegal and certainly un-American, they readied themselves to resist.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.